After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
A birthday, a speech, and a vagina tightening all in one night on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 12, Episode 4. We have a new puppet master coming at you now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to the after show for the OC chicks. We don't have too much to cover in this episode, but we've got plenty to break down with the three of us when it comes to our thoughts, opinions, and predictions, and some news and gossip to add on as well. You guys can find me, as always, on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. I want to just say, watch Your Time with Thomas on YouTube. It's my brand new series, and episode 3 comes out Friday.
Hey guys, Leanne Castillo here. Follow me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. Let's get started.
Nice. Yes, and our shout out to Blake, who was otherwise engaged this evening. So we will see her for episode 5.
Miss
and
you,
more.
Blake.
Yes. So let's talk about this show. First, I want to start off, and I haven't addressed this yet on this panel, but there is one opening tagline that I just cannot understand. I can't get past
Which
it.
Which one?
Kelly Dodd. It's just, if I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. What? I just can't seem to understand. Like, my mind doesn't work that way.
It could be a little bit better.
Like, why would she want someone else's opinion? I mean, I guess that's the point, because she's opinionated. But I don't understand it.
It's kind of boring. For her, like, yeah. I was expecting something better.
It should be something about button pushing, because that seems to be a constant thing with her.
I would have made it dirtier. Like, you know, if I want your opinion, I'll scrape it off my zipper or something. You know what I mean?
Keep eating. Just do that one. That was enough for me. But yeah, no, I just want to know what people think of these taglines. There was an article on TVGuide.com that I read where they ranked all of these season 12 opening taglines. Really? And Shannon's was in the middle. The worst one they ranked was Peggy's, about the sports car, one American, one sports car at a time.
It's okay.
And the best one that they thought was the optimal one was Tamara's, which is, like, to me, all right.
I mean, it's the best one out of this franchise specifically.
Yeah. Right.
I think Beverly Hills has the best lines.
They have the best.
Yeah. I wish the ladies got to write their own lines. Like, once I learned that they have, like, they have to say, like, they're given 5 and they have to record them, and then Bravo chooses.
Wait, really? I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
it took a lot out of it for me.
Kyle said that on Beverly Hills, somebody tweeted her what to say. Yeah. So I think Beverly Hills, they have...
What's Kyle's name?
No, it's all the same.
Beverly Hills is My Playground? That one's kind of lame.
Which one?
No.
Beverly Hills is My Playground or something like that?
Oh.
Oh, no. Like, I can always spot a fake or something.
Yeah. I have an eye for luxury.
I have a taste of luxury.
Lisa Vanderpump's is the best.
Don't get me to the wolves.
Well, when you have writers. Yes, when you have writers. Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
I was thinking in the shower today, actually, of Carlton. Remember that Carlton? She was like, Carlton. I was saying it all day. Why can't I remember the tagline? Something about, like, money talks, but money talks and money swears or something. I was literally saying it all day. Why can't I remember it? Anyway.
Wait, before we get into tonight's episode, yes. I just want to say, on my Twitter poll that I created today, we're at 38% Shannon, and the poll was, which Real Housewives of Orange County housewife would you want to spend the day with? And I was actually surprised, but Shannon is at 38%. Tamara is at 31%, Vicky is at 18%, and Kelly Dodd is at 13%.
Well, why doesn't anybody want to hang out with Kelly?
This is over 100 votes.
I would love to go out with Vicky. I mean, that would be my first choice.
Absolutely.
Optimal. I mean,
she's, and she's third.
Wow.
That's really surprising.
And Vicky and Kelly, make it a double date.
Look, this is my show. I love all the show. There's no housewife on the show that I detest. Like, I would go with any of them. Like, I would love it. But Vicky would be, I have to just give respect.
Yeah. You gotta whoop it up with Vicky.
Yeah.
Can you imagine whooping it up with Vicky?
Oh my God, that would be so much
fun.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Go gondolas all over.
I see, like, a limo pulling up and her, like, sticking her head out. Being like,
woohoo! So all the ladies are recounting what happened at the Quiet Woman. And Michael had quite a smirk on his face when his wife, Kelly, told him that she instructed Shannon to keep eating. Because he knows who he's dealing with. I'm sure she's told him to eat.
He's like, you have quite a way of pushing buttons.
Yes.
Yeah. He likes it, though.
He does like it. Yeah. I think they enjoy the banter. Mm-hmm, yeah. We got to see a lot of Kelly tonight.
But in typical Housewives fashion, Kelly is expecting an apology from Shannon.
Of course.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. Because you can just picture the day that Shannon would apologize to Kelly for that incident. Never.
Never. Never going to happen.
Kelly thinks that Tamra's the reason why she is no longer friends or can't find common ground with Shannon.
That was interesting.
Yes. And this piggybacks off of Vicky's blog from last week where she says she would be able to connect with Shannon and kind of find some peace if it wasn't for Tamra being in the middle. She said that Tamra is a, quote, master manipulator. Fighting words.
So they're basically making Tamra the new Heather.
Well, I'm wondering if they're going to make her the new villain. Or she'll be the one that everyone dumps on at the reunion.
Mm. Yeah, it can go either way.
Well, she is playing like the neutral role. You know what happens when you play neutral on Housewives? You get the entire group coming after you.
That's true.
You got to pick a side in these games with these ladies. They expect you to choose a side. Right. It's all about loyalty.
Or you'll be completely passive, and you'll be at the end of the couch. And I'm predicting from now that Peggy is going to be in that last left couch.
What about next episode when she touches Megan and she's like basically telling her to shut up?
Yeah, well.
I know. That's intense. Mm.
Megan didn't look too happy about it. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Tamra getting chewed up. Like, she's been chewed up by these women so many times that for her, she has climbed up this level of being able to be that person on the show.
She can handle it. Tamra is a tough cookie.
Yeah. Sterling's birthday happened, and they had a screener of the failed Emoji movie.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I heard it didn't do that well.
Yeah, and not that I pay any attention to Rotten Tomatoes, so I really couldn't care less about that type of
stuff. What
was
their score?
Zero.
Wow. Stop, really?
I'm not even kidding. Maybe it's changed as of now, but as of the weekend, it was at zero.
Ouch.
So,
what a cute birthday party theme, don't you think?
Yeah,
with the movie that was premiere? Super cute.
I loved his
cake.
Too
bad it rained.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was really, it was really rainy here all through the winter months, and this is when they shot the show. We're looking at January, February right now. So it rained a lot, like all through those months.
We needed it.
So I'm not surprised that we're going to see more rain. I noticed even in like the background when they showed Shannon's house, it was the gray sky. It really did rain the whole time. And I love how all the B-roll in between is like everyone out, like surfing and dogs running.
Yeah.
And like that was all shot like July 2015. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I like the B-roll footage they included tonight, though. They did show a little weather, you know. I mean, it looked like a hurricane for a second.
I know. It's interesting how they have that now.
Yeah.
But I do like for these kid parties, like, I love that viewers get to see, like, these rich kids, these rich little kids have these elaborate parties, you know?
Let's talk about the vibe of the show. I feel like it's different. And not necessarily in a bad way, but, like, we get a lot more B-roll, a lot more setting of the scene. It's a lot more one-on-one conversation. It's shot a little differently. It's back, which I prefer, going almost back to stories about families and the kids, which is nice, and that's the roots of this show.
Well, I think it's because they can't shoot together anymore.
Yeah.
They can't put them all in the same room. They go after each other. So now these days, it's lots of one-on-ones catching up about what happened at that one-on-one.
Yeah.
Because every time they're in a group setting, they fight.
I fear that about those is one thing happens, and everyone's going to talk about it with one other one, and then the other one's going to see the other one's reaction. I worry about that. But how do you feel about the vibe of the show? Do you feel it's different?
I feel like it's different because they added Peggy, and I feel like she adds a whole different dimension. I was just thinking in my head right now, if they were to do another season, like maybe they could have an Asian housewife. to like make this more of a diverse show.
They really should. Why not?
But Jules was like the Asian that they had for New York, but it's, she just didn't resonate well with the viewers, and she didn't really have that big of a personality to
she
be
wasn't
the
like
main person.
The best person to represent Asian.
Yeah, I think she tried, but I think
or Jewish.
It doesn't. I mean, it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't have to be an Asian person. I just think that like overall the vibe is different because I feel like it's so diverse because you're seeing all these women that have been on the show for years now have to have these cultured, you know, different types of cultured women that are on the show, and it's nice to see how they react to it.
I think Bravo is trying to diversify the casting as well. I've been seeing lots of blogs and articles about upcoming casting, and the word diverse is in that, like, the actual headlines.
I bet.
So they're looking for, you know, a long spectrum of different kind of people these days.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, and these shows, they have to grow and evolve. And, I mean, look at Bravo. I mean, it's completely... I mean, completely is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous term, but it's changing in a way that is evolving into a more different take on what is Bravo like 2018. You know, like it's like looking a little different, which is good. I mean, for the most part, I mean, some of these shows I'm questioning and, you know, but whatever.
But to your point about it being like about family and stuff like that, I think they still like know that that's the root of the show. So they do a really good job at like incorporating the kids and making sure that you still see like a lifestyle.
Yeah.
But I think for other franchises, their goals are so different because New York
or Atlanta, they would never bother showing a kid's birthday in Atlanta.
Yeah, Tonight was clearly like a family episode.
Yeah.
You know, especially with a divorce party or not the divorce party, the divorce speech.
Yeah. Although and there just, was a divorce party.
There was a divorce party. Wrong franchise. But even just in the beginning of the episode with the kids' party, it was nice to, like, see a family gathering and stuff. And I also liked how they put the kids away in that theater. And they were like, all right, go in there. Yeah, just in case there's any drama, the kids are locked away.
Lydia's mom, though. What do you think about Lydia's mom?
I like her. I thought she was overrated because everyone was so excited for her to come back. And I was like, yeah, I know, but that's cute for, like, a scene or, like, a lunch. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we get that she's into, you know, kooky things and she's fun. But no, I think that it's interesting that she has such an opinion about Shannon.
It's true.
She...
I like that.
Yeah, she was, like, interested genuinely in what happened at that dinner and what went down. Vicky was glad that she wasn't there at the dinner. I was like, yeah, again, last week I think I said, why wasn't she there? It was strange that she was missing MIA.
Vicky. Yeah.
So, yeah, and so Peggy wants to really dust Shannon.
Oh, yeah, what was that? What was that about? She was like, I want to dust her off or something like that.
Yeah, well,
fairy
duster, fairy duster. Yeah, yeah. I guess she wants to like shed
I'm with
some
Peggy.
To cleanse her.
I'm with Peggy. I don't want that glitter stuff all over my clothes. That looks like it's hard to get out.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either.
Peggy says, "Oh, well, I don't want to get into it. I don't even want to talk about that dinner." And I'm like, "This is your opportunity as a brand new housewife in episode 4 to get into it."
Yeah, yeah. Give us your opinion. Tell us how ridiculous everybody's acting.
Give your opinion. You're getting paid. I mean, come on.
Especially since you're the new girl, you can like basically cap on everybody else for acting like an animal, and you're like,
yep.
How do you guys act like this? Like, I'm new and I would never act this way until next season.
You know what, with her though, because she is going through like a health issue and like her the way that she perceives life is so differently. If her life was absolutely perfect, I think she would go there, but because she's going through personal stuff, like, I think she's going to navigate her way through the season. I mean, the whole, like, touching of the lips. Like, there's things that I think we'll see from her that she'll give us. But in those situations, like, she's just so new that I don't think she wants to go there just yet.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
But maybe she will.
She's saving her cards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Vicky does warn Peggy how the girls will turn on her. And it's interesting to see Vicky be the one to warn about the others, because usually they're warning everybody else about Vicky, which we've seen many housewives have to be spoken to about how to approach Vicky. Peggy talks about her mastectomy. Now, is this the first time that Vicky and Peggy are meeting at this emoji party or the birthday?
I believe so.
Did anyone find it odd that it was straight out of the gate? I mean, she was like,
it was a little odd.
I need to be honest with you. I need to tell you something.
I feel like she wasn't super clear about it either. She kept saying mastectomy and not double. And then they were like, well, did you have it or not? Like, it was a little wishy-washy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she was, like, nervous of, like, exploiting that because eventually people were going to find out. So I think meeting somebody that obviously she knows that Vicky runs the whole Housewife franchise, at least for OC, like, to go to her and be open like that, I think she was nervous.
Okay, yeah.
I think it was slightly shady that Vicky did bring up you know, I'm not going to bring up records or, you know, yeah. I'm not going to, like, ask her to see if it's true. I'm like, well,
she went through it,
though. I want to know, why can't someone talk to Peggy and say, look, this is why we're upset with Vicky. This is what we believe happened. Follow the timeline of Brooks. What do you think of her siding with someone who faked cancer when it's so personal in your life? I want to know if she really knew and she saw it all laid out, how she would feel about Vicky. Because a lot of people viewers are still pissed at Vicky and think that she did dupe everyone. Yeah. She's full of crap. So, I mean,
let's get
off
Vicky, guys. Come on. Like, it's been long enough.
Yeah. I know, but I want to know, though, with her being so personal, and literally, I mean, she went for this elective surgery, preventative. What does she think of someone being, not like Vicky approved, but she was there.
She was part of it. She was part of it.
She witnessed a lot.
I'm sure she would have some opinions about it. I'm sure she would. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they're all going to play out later in the season.
I hope that's what I'm hoping.
She's being modest, like Thomas said. I think she's being modest.
Yeah, if she doesn't go there, though, then, you know, they're going to find somebody else. Mm-hmm. That's what's so easy. I mean, their fee, I'm sure, is lower, and it's, like, easy to replace the person. So hopefully she doesn't disappoint, because I think there's a lot there.
Yeah, I hope so.
And you saw her kid tonight, so that was nice.
Yes. Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kelly is definitely earning her Bravo paycheck with getting this vagina tightening, going on national TV saying that she's leaking everywhere. And, I don't know. Any
smoky vagina.
Yeah. Any thoughts, gentlemen, on Kelly's vag?
Go, Kelly. great. How much was it? I want to know how much that is. Can you imagine?
I can't believe she was so cool about it. Like, she was laughing. She had a full face of makeup on.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. Good for her.
She's like TV gold. She's reality TV gold. Because she says what's on her mind, and that's why people resonate well
with
her.
Vicky was being a little dramatic in the corner.
She's always been like that, though. Like, she's always been kind of, like, not into, like, sexy. Like, she's
like not showing each other.
Remember when her assistant got waxed and she was in the hallway and she was laughing and she, like, couldn't look and all that?
Yeah, exactly. She's always been like that.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Nene is, like, not into, like, too sexy. And
Nene's always been, like, a little low on the freak number when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
Mm, well, there is Greg Leakes, so. Let's talk about Tamara, who's having an intimate conversation with her son. And they're talking about Simon and this upcoming event for racing families. And she mentioned that her relationship with Simon is pretty good. We talked about that on this show, I believe. Our faithful Christy Olsen from last season said this. She broke this news. And we were surprised and happy for her. And so now we're getting the update all these months later. But I'm glad to know that she is trying to find common ground with him. I didn't think that would ever happen. Yeah. I really didn't.
I think they needed time to digest the situation. And I feel like if things work out well, then maybe she'll be able to get through to her daughter.
I hope
Yeah.
I think she's inching closer because before, like, you know how her daughter didn't want her to talk about this at all? Now I think they've gotten to a place where, you know, they hugged for the first time, right, in a long time.
That was nice to hear.
And so the more she talks about it now, the more I think her daughter, you know how it is, like, her daughter's going to obviously want to go and talk to her mom.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could watch your mom on TV cry and beg for you to come home and not come home. Like, it would break my heart to see, like, my mother being like, come home, Sydney. Like, I'm sitting here heartbroken over you. Like, I would come home. Life is too short.
But I can also see the other side when she's like, really? My mother's talking about something so personal like this. Like, she could take it not as reaching out and being, she could view it as a selfish act. As viewers do. I mean, I'm with you. I'm like, you know, I want to see a family united, but I can understand.
But it's not new. Like, she's been on reality television for a long time now.
Yeah. So that's why I think with her daughter watching, like, as the seasons go by, it's like, okay, it's not just for the show. This is real. This is really happening. It's just my mom is a reality TV star. Mm-hmm. You know,
and I think Ryan was alluding to that tonight. He was like, we were both talking about coming around more, like, life is just too short and, like, you're missing out on so much.
That was
interesting, and I was really happy to hear that side of Ryan. He's definitely growing up.
Ryan has become a real person. He's up there with, like, Brianna in a way of just being, like, a well thought out, like, I mean, granted his relationship is a little screwed up and he's got work to do, but I mean, he was making sense to me. He was sounding adult to me. I mean, he's in an adult world. He's got stepkids, his own daughter, a marriage to work on.
Were we loving the flashbacks from all the past camera looks?
Oh my god, yes. The montages, I was living for them tonight.
Isn't it crazy how the Housewives look so much better now than they did when they were younger?
I remember watching those scenes. I remember watching that scene with him on the couch with Simon talking about money and jobs and stuff. When I was in Rhode Island, like as a kid, before I moved out here, I remember that's like watching the early days of OC. So it's really a throwback. I love that they can play on history.
Being shot by a handheld camera, like a like a camcorder. The whole first season was shot on a camcorder. It's crazy. Yeah.
And the reunion when they were sitting in lawn chairs.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. So Ryan's talking with Sydney, as we mentioned, and then Tamara walked in unexpectedly to see Sydney, as we mentioned. 4 years it's been since she's seen her outside of court. So that was a long time. And Ryan ends up saying how much he relates to Simon now with being a stepfather and having to discipline kids. And then they talked about the long history of divorce, with started with her grandparents and has trickled all the way down to her child. So that's tough. There's just no way to put it.
It's tough, but I commend her for opening up and being so honest about such a crazy and, you know, it's almost like a taboo subject. Like, people don't like to get divorced. People don't like to talk about divorce. Mm-hmm. And especially, like, being so honest and frank about it on TV.
I think it's very relatable to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she definitely hits it home with that.
Yeah, I think we all have someone in our immediate family circle that is separated, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, my grandparents are, and, you know, I'm fortunate that my parents aren't, but, I mean, it changes the whole family dynamic. There's no going back. I mean, it just changes everything overnight, and so, of course, Ryan has to internalize this with his own scenario with Sarah.
So. We saw both of the brothers tonight also. Like, we saw Tamara's brother, who looks just like Tamara's mom.
Yeah, same face.
And then earlier we saw Lydia's brother, who was just on for like a split second, but don't think that I didn't notice how cute you were.
Oh, I was just thinking how much money he must have, because he's the sibling of Lydia, who comes from tons of money.
Absolutely. Thinking about going back real just quick of Tamara's mom not being there and how big she is on the series. It's just sad that she wasn't there.
That was super hurtful.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that point. I just got to do one other story here before we get to that. She must have a hat line, because she's always has the hat with hashtag mom life in a scene with her. She's either wearing it or it was in the background in the kitchen on the island or a countertop tonight. So I'm just, like, questioning this one. Like, what is she using the show for?
We're pointing it out. So, Megan, if that's your goal, we saw your hat, girl.
Yeah, we
saw. Send us some hats, please.
Yes, we'll wear our hashtag mom life on AfterBuzz. How about that?
Well, let's just say she did it. Megan wanted to show that she was a mom, and she did. She pulled her titty out on television and stuck it in her toddler's mouth. She was like, I'm a mom, y'all.
I love the description of how you just
She did.
She wanted to show that she was a mom. Well, we know now, definitely.
I wasn't expecting that. It was just very dramatic, like, very fast. And I know. I just wasn't ready for it, but...
Well, just when I was getting ready to put down my pen, because I was like, oh, another mom life scene. And then we learned that Megan and her are as tight as they once were, because there was an exchange of messages where Megan warned Kelly that her husband Michael had a girlfriend, right? And then she wrote back when Megan was 7 months pregnant that her husband was cheating. And Kelly didn't deny it. She's like, I just push buttons. I push back really hard.
Kelly said it. She admits it. Like, if you push my buttons, I'm going to push yours right back. It's hard for her to control herself. She said it.
Yep.
You know what, though? What is up? Just retracting, like, a tiny bit. Why would Megan hire that super attractive 20s nanny? Yeah. Unqualified, clearly, because, you know, the whole conversation with Jimmy later. But, I mean, come on. You're married to Jimmy. Like, don't have that girl around your house. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, moving on.
Yes. Well, Megan does give an assessment of Kelly, saying that she's like a child, always having a temper tantrum, and it's not healthy. So, that's it. Megan, I'm always prepared not to cover her scenes, because it really isn't anything that's pertaining to the plot of the show.
And she's kind of annoying. Like, you brought Kelly on, now you kind of want to bash her. Like, I kind of see the road she's kind of taking. And she's brought Kelly in, and now that Kelly's misbehaved a little bit, she's kind of like, ugh, like, this is what I have to deal with now. It's like, Kelly's always been like that.
Yeah. I mean, this is over before it begins. This isn't going to go anywhere. If this happened in any other housewife city, and a message, like imagine this in New York, they would never even cover this. But it's just something to get Megan on screen to address something. And so it's just kind of
I don't
tiring.
Know if they, like, it's you know, we're only like a few episodes in, so we're not going to see what we haven't seen yet what Megan is going to do this season. But if this is the way that it's going to go, then she could have been like a Camille Grammer on Beverly Hills and just been featured here and there. Yeah. But we'll see. I mean, if she's on the show, then I feel like she must have done something this season that we're not seeing yet.
Maybe she'll pop something out.
I don't know. They brought her on last minute to fill in. I mean, I don't know. I want to know what you think. You're listening. I want to know. What do you think of Megan being cast on this show and what we've seen so far? Of course, it's only early, as you mentioned, Thomas. But I want to know, like, what do you think of having Megan on the show? Is it one season too many? Should she be a friend of?
She did really good her first season when she interrogated Vicky and kind of became a villain on that season, softened up on the second time that she was on it. And then the third time, it's kind of, I don't know, I'm okay with her being on it. I just want to see what she's going to bring because I feel like her moment hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I like her. Like, I really do, but I just feel like you got to pull your weight a little bit
more. I do like what Thomas said. Like, I did like her in the beginning when she came on and kind of started all that trouble.
But it's in episode one of the season, she said, or maybe perhaps it was episode two, she was just like, I just am going to be a mom and I don't have the patience anymore to be digging deep and getting into, you know, research anymore. And I was like, oh, well... Okay, that's her job on the show, but okay.
Translation, like, I'm not the new girl anymore, so, like, kind of get off me. But Kelly isn't the new girl either, so can we just move on to Peggy now?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it. Vicky and Peggy, perfect transition. Vicky and Peggy get along with the cars, and guess Vicky's going to get rims or wheels or something.
I'm living for her Maserati with the red interior. Vicky.
I know,
it's Real Housewives money and Kodo insurance money.
Yes. So there's a bunch of flashbacks of Vicky not being friendly to the new girl dating back 9 years to 2008.
It's just expected. Yes. She is the OG of the OC, and when you come on her show, she's going to let you know. Like, what have you done?
Well, but that's the part that I miss. In all honesty, so let's have a discussion, because I miss that. Well, she needs numbers, so she's taking on people like Kelly. She's taking on people like Peggy. Yet.
They haven't
I know, but the dynamic
sessions.
Has changed on the show. You know what I mean? It's just a different show now than it was, I feel.
Yeah.
So I miss the hazing of Vicky with the new girl, that she needs these numbers. And she got in, did anyone notice she got in real tight real quick with Peggy, like immediately?
Anybody else would have been a little standoffish by how close she got and how fast.
Yep.
But Peggy seemed to take it. She was like, all right.
She was touched by Vicky and her kind words. And I mean, I'm not questioning the validity of Vicky and how she really feels about Peggy and wanting to be there for her, because I'm not going to think that way.
But
I don't want to think she's using her for a number in that sense of extending her support. But I mean, it's like, you know, Vicky, like, we saw the pattern, and now all of a sudden she's just taking whoever she can get.
It just worked out. I think in her case, like, she's in a different place, and Peggy is just such a sweet, nice person compared to the other women, because we saw how Gretchen was kind of like talking back to her and the personality clashes. But with Peggy, even though she is a new girl, it's a whole different vibe.
Yeah.
You know?
And I know that she's close with Alexis, so maybe, or maybe not close, but in the wrong terms, maybe she felt like she was wrong and how she judged Alexis so harshly. Even though my favorite moment, though, is I say it all the time, when she had to know about that husband. What does he do? Does he work? Does he work? What does he do? Does he work? It was just like one of those Vicky ticks in her kitchen.
Oh, I love
and
the Vicky
I cannot
ticks.
Find that clip anywhere. If you know where I can find that or a GIF, please
send it over.
Send it to it's Grant's Rants.
Have you checked Tumblr?
I've looked everywhere. I even went back to the log at work and looked at all the other episodes when Alexis was introduced. I cannot find that moment.
Dinner is my favorite.
I can see that moment. It's in her kitchen.
Dinner? Yeah, Tamara's dinner. Yeah, when she was like, you know what? Get out. Get out.
You get the F out.
Get out. And like, Cut Fitness is completely empty. There's candles everywhere. Like the weirdest
It is my
ever.
Goal in life to be a part of one of those venomous dinners. Like, I would
this
do anything
to be
This
is what
I miss.
This is what's missing from the show, Grant.
Yes.
We haven't had a huge family dinner. We haven't had, like, a huge outing where Vicky could be like, what is up with you? And what's up with you?
Yeah.
And what were you yelling about? Like, can we get them all together?
We had the quiet woman, but they weren't all there.
Vicky wasn't there.
Yeah,
it's not the same
needed Vicky. I know.
Well, if you want everybody to all come together, watch Real Housewives of New York City. Because they somehow made it happen.
Yes.
I do that
show. Well, Ramona's
going to
wiggle her way into anything.
This upcoming one looks really good, though.
You know what they need, though? You're right. Like, that, the last time, I think they were all together like that, other than the traveling, of course. But remember when...
Last season.
Yeah, well, and even, like, Heather, she had that party in that construction zone.
I thought they were going to have a party at her new house. I want to see this massive
tree.
They're
not going to do it because they can't get in there with the cameras.
No, Tamara's baptism at night. Remember when... Vicky was like, I'm like Jesus being nailed to the cross.
Yeah,
I think that was the last time they were all together.
Or her party. Shannon threw her that party where she could eat whatever she wants.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was that Vicky go? Did Vicky go?
Yeah. That was
the
finale.
Oh, that's right. That's when they had the finale.
Yeah. Yes. So anyway.
Just proves.
It's been a while.
When Vicky's there, it's a lot better.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Erasing Families event. And yes, Tamara's mother couldn't make it. Her father, who she was estranged from, he was there. The brothers.
That was nice.
I don't know. All I know about Tamara's mother is that she loves reality TV.
She loves to be on camera.
It was surprising that she wasn't going to go.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Because she knows how much this show is to Tamara over the years that... I thought about it. Like, I forgot for a second what her mom looked like. And then right before we did the show, I was like, oh, yeah, she, like, you know, she was just as important as Vicky's mom was, like, as far as being on camera all the time.
They showed a couple clips of her.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I kind of forgot about her, too. And I'm like, oh, yeah, she's always on.
Yeah.
Let's bring her in.
She said that her mom is an avoider, which is kind of rough to, like, I don't know. I mean, I get why she was hurt, though. I get where Tamara's coming from.
But it's been, like, 50 years.
Yeah.
And, like, come over already.
Well, yeah, and that's true. Also, I feel like, just give your mother the benefit of the doubt. Like, don't trash your mother on national TV because she couldn't make an event. Like, I know it hurts, but come on.
Yeah, you did feel that way.
Yeah.
Well, what a great event to highlight the fact that 22 million people or 20 million plus people deal with something like this, because after watching the past few seasons, it only seemed like it was a Tamara issue. Mm-hmm. And this season, now audiences get to see that this is, like, happening around the world. And that's what I like about Tamara. It's really hard to not like her because she can get in your face and cause all these, like, drama situations. Mm-hmm. But then she softens up and then she's giving back and all she wants to do is help people.
Yeah.
So I do like that. She has an interesting personality.
Yeah. You can tell she felt a calling to this because they said, you know, she reached out to us online. I was like, how can I help? What can I do? And I mean, I feel like we all have those callings in our life where we're just like, I just need to get involved in this. Like, this is so true to me and I just need to speak up. So I get her.
You know what, Grant? I think that's what Megan's missing. All the housewives take this platform and they run with it. They use it for somehow. Tamara was not like them in the beginning, but then she took something that was given to her and she ran with it.
I like this point.
She was presented with Eddie. She took that and ran with it. They opened a business together. Now she's speaking out for the divorce separating families. I think it's great. She's using her platform. So I think that's what Megan's missing. Megan,
hashtag mom life. She's already doing it.
She needs to use it. I mean, she needs to, like, really take it to a different level, though. Like, she's make a difference.
I know.
Is it like a Lynn? Wasn't Lynn just on the show as well? Just
with the cuffs.
Yeah. She was just there.
She had the cuff life. She had, like, one cuff party. Yeah, that was it. I miss Lynn, though.
But she was boring.
Lynn's dealing with a lot. Well, I think she was, I don't know. I think I was more entertained by those ridiculous
daughters.
You like
the classics. Like, you're always going to like the classic Housewives.
Yeah, I love an original. Well, now that she's an original, but she's close enough. I mean, you know, the show's been on for so damn long. At this point, she's a classic.
Yeah.
So then there was this whole montage of all these people that had dealt with, you know, being erased or not being able to be in communication with their sons or daughters. And then it just cuts to, like, Sarah and Ryan. Like, all these, like, horror stories that just cuts to them, like, both on their phones, like, looking away from one another. I was like, well, that's shady. That's a shady edit.
Oh, bravo.
I hope they make it work because, you know, Tamara has shown that she's been through so much. And I think Ryan would definitely, you know, make it happen.
Yeah.
He seems like the one that's going to really try to keep their family together as much as they can.
Well, that's what she was hoping for.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes, like, especially in relationships, when you're together for a long time, it just... But you come to a point, you know what I mean? When you fight for a long time, there is a point that happens where you're just done. You're tired of fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, when are Sarah and Ryan going to get to the point where they're just done fighting? Like, you have children now. You know what I mean? You have people that support you, that are rooting for you guys to stay together, and you have children.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. I can relate to this in a certain instance. I think that maybe there's more events that are, you know, like graduations and weddings and events that bring people together that you can't ignore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a high school graduation or whatever. I think that will put everyone in the same orbit. And then that's when you see the person and you don't feel that tension, I guess, as strongly. You don't feel that hate. You might be like, this tense. But you're forced to be in the same orbit.
That's the scary part.
Well, I think that's the good part.
Well, I'm talking about before, like leading up to that.
Okay.
Like, that's like what you're scared of the most is seeing that person.
Yeah.
Like, how am I going to react?
I get you. Yeah.
Like, that's the scary part. After that, it's all good. Like, even Tamara was like, we hugged. Me and Sydney hugged. Yeah. It was awkward for her. It was awkward for me. But we hugged and we were.
Yeah.
You know. What about next season when Sydney's on the show?
That would be great. Sydney and Brianna. Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. I just feel like at some point you just realize there's more value in being cordial just for the sake of other people. That way you don't have to have other people pay the price for your distaste in that person. You know what I mean? It's almost selfish to put someone out like that just to be still angry. I mean, you know what I mean? Just to still prove a point.
Be the bigger person.
Yeah, but I get it. I mean, there's some bad blood between those two, so I'm not writing that off either. Well, if there are no final thoughts, I'll turn to some news and gossip.
Okay, let's do it.
News and gossip. Yes. So, let's talk about it. There are some articles that came out of People magazine. It just seemed to be the commonplace for these topics. And this was Kelly talking about almost not returning to the show. She said, quote, I was like, not going to do it, she admits, just because you know I thought Heather was going to be there, and she's kind of a snob. Dubrow, however, ultimately, as we know, didn't sign on for her sixth season, and so Kelly Dodd says, once I found out that she wasn't coming back, then I was like, okay, I'm doing it.
I actually saw Heather over the weekend at the OC Fair.
Oh, you did?
I saw Heather Dubrow and Terry and the kids.
Where's the gossip point? Yeah, what happened?
Well,
did you do a Snapchat?
I did do a Snapchat.
Okay. We're about to pull it up.
I just zoomed in on her face. she had a bodyguard.
Ooh. Oh,
God. They had a bodyguard. He was holding on to all the stuffed animals that the kids had won at the carnival.
Well, with all that botched money, I would have a security guard myself. Guess.
It was a nice moment to like see Heather with her family. She was ordering candy apples for her kids. Terry was taking pictures with fans. It was nice. But what I didn't see is Heather take any pictures with anybody. I don't know if, I mean, I wanted to take a photo with her, but I didn't ask just because the bodyguard gave off a vibe that she was kind of unapproachable. Terry would kind of run off and like take photos with people, but I noticed no one came up to Heather.
But he's so into the fame, and he highlighted the fact that he's so into like being on camera.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't take pictures. I wouldn't be surprised. Some people just don't.
Well,
they're like, especially if they're out with their kids, they're just not going
to. I was there, and I was 10 feet from her, and I had no desire to ask for a photo.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel like someone that I wanted to ask for a photo, and someone that would be like, sure, I'll take a photo with you.
Yeah.
Which is very, like, stupid, but I always think if someone asks you for a photo, take a photo with them. Like, tomorrow, no one's going to know who you are, so just take a photo with the person.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're putting yourself out in such a public arena like the OC Fair. I mean, it's not like, you know, you're jumping on a plane, it's 5:30 in the morning, like you've got no makeup on and you're just trying to get through security. But I mean, with that public event, but yeah, I'm odd about that. I wouldn't say I'm a shy person, but when I see someone, even if I look, like I just ran into Erica Jane last week and I would love to ask her a picture, but I was like, I don't have it in me.
You know what I mean? Erica. I might have fangirled over her. I would have.
Oh, I was looking. I was just I was just taking it all in.
You know, like, just advice for you. If you want to do that, you already have it ready to take a photo, and you're right there to take it. Like,
just jump in.
Like, the stroke of how to take pictures with celebrities. You just have your Snap open.
Be prepared.
And just be like, can I take a picture? And they're already ready to go.
Ready to go.
Yeah. Be prepared.
We can't do the whole, like, oh, can I take a picture? Yeah. No, you better have that camera roll ready.
Because Mikey was there and he was taking pictures, but he was taking people's phones and like doing the whole thing with like here, you know, taking the next one and all that. So I was
Where'd you see her at?
That is just another whole thing. Near where I work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that was another reason why I was like, I need to get back to work. So I just used that as an excuse. But yes. Anyway, interesting to see the Housewives out in the wild at the OC Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's turn our attention to this other one. Judy Sterling. She talked about Shannon, about how she had, you know, had a dark light. Or what did she say?
She had a bright light about her.
Yeah,
but then she said she was lost.
Right, okay. Thank you for the recap. Yes. So she said at People Magazine that she has no regret saying that.
She's talking to the press?
Yes.
Judy.
And she's explaining her motivation behind her words, that it wasn't negative. She says, I feel like in a way we're all lost souls, CYA, and just trying to shine our light in the darkness. And she went on saying that she loves Bedore, explaining that when she met, there was that simpatico that they had with one another. And she expounds on that, saying that she says, I watched two episodes and that's all I could watch. Like Lydia said, it's so difficult to watch when you're not in it. And she said, but I just thought Shannon was so awesome, and I totally related to her in every way. The feng shui thing is a little bit too much for me. I'm surprised, too much for Judy. She said, I don't need 9 lemons in a bowl, but I love her. I think she's cool.
Interesting, so, interesting. I love that Judy's talking to People Magazine.
I know.
Judy!
Yeah, they're the number one, like, entertainment source.
Interesting.
So good.
Yeah, People has been doing some great coverage of The Housewives, I will say. They know where the clicks go.
Well, I'm very Yolanda when it comes to lemons in the house. I definitely agree. You should always have lemons in your house.
Yolanda Foster?
Yes.
Okay, I was on social media today and I saw the picture she Instagrammed of her, like, looking towards the beach, and her ass is just completely hanging out.
Is it amazing?
She looks phenomenal.
Oh, I love Yolanda.
So you guys got to check Yolanda Foster.
I've heard about this picture. I don't
I love Yolanda.
Her.
I love her kids. They're beautiful.
I know.
Well, let's predict what's coming up next week on The Real Housewives of OC.
Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, if it's not producer's work, I think that Peggy and Megan are not going to get along.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know. Like, it's either we're not seeing the part before then, before she touches her, or if she's like... Because it looked like she was ready.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like... You know how Bravo likes to spin things and make it look like a situation that didn't happen?
Yeah.
But if it's what I think it is and it wasn't planned, then that might be an issue. Because I don't like people touching me like that.
Yeah, is this the first time that they're meeting Megan and Peggy? I mean, is this the first time? And that's... It's a little much getting someone literally in someone's face with your hands in personal space.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that could be the beginning of the end for those two. Oh, another thing... I will say, Kelly Dodd said that she is going to get into it with Peggy. It's not going to be good. So there's more stuff.
That's
going to
be good.
Yes.
That's going to be good to watch.
Yes.
That's my prediction. My prediction is that Kelly and Peggy are going to have it out. And they're both fireballs. Like, I feel Peggy has a fireball inside of her. I can't wait for it to come out.
Yeah.
See, I think she's more like Heather, where she just is going to dismiss Kelly as trash.
Oh, really?
As she called her, yes.
Ugh, well, you never know.
I
don't like people touching my face either. So if someone touched my face like that, I would have been like...
Ooh, I'm so not into that either. Especially if you have to, like, move someone. Like, if I were to, like, you know,
I would
push you or something.
Shady.
Ooh, no way. I take immediate offense to that. So Megan, was going to say, Megan is going to intervene with Shannon and Vicky, it looks like. Saying, like, you know, telling Vicky that she needs to, like, give Shannon a
second
chance.
Oh, they're so going to get along. Megan and Shannon are going to get along this season. I could see it.
You think so? You think that number...
She's already vouching for her.
Yeah.
She's going to be... Yeah, exactly. Shannon. She is vouching for her.
Yeah, well... It'll be interesting nonetheless. Peggy will be watching you next week to see what you do with your hands. Be careful. And, you know, let us know your thoughts on Megan, of her being on the season, and what you're thinking of her storyline so far. And keep up with all of us on our social media. You guys can find me always on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Relina. Your Time with Thomas is my YouTube series, and this episode I'm really excited about. We've been working really hard on it. I go down this massive slide 1,000 feet in the air. If you guys want to see that, watch Your Time with Thomas on YouTube and subscribe.
Maybe I'll slide on over.
Yes, you should.
Hey guys, I'm Leanne Castillo. Find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. Keep up with me.
We hope you enjoyed our deep discussion of The Real Housewives of OC. We'll be back with more OC to come.
And Blake. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or presenters.